Anathem, written by Neal Stephenson and read by Oliver Wyman, Tavia Gilbert, William DeFreeze, and Neal Stephenson.
1. In Proto-Orth, a poetic or musical invocation of our mother Hylea, which, since the time of Adrachanes, has been the climax of the daily liturgy. Hence, the fluckish word anthem meaning a song of great emotional resonance, especially one that inspires listeners to sing along. Note, this sense is archaic and used only in a ritual context where it is unlikely to be confused with the much more commonly used sense too. 2. In New Orth, an ought by which an incorrigible fra or sur is ejected from the math and his or her work sequestered, hence the fluckish word anathema meaning intolerable statements or ideas. See throwback. The Dictionary, 4th edition, AR 3000.
Macmillan Audio presents Anathem by Neal Stephenson. Read for you by William DeFreeze, with Neal Stephenson, Tavia Gilbert, and Oliver Wyman.
Note to the listener. If you are accustomed to listening to works of speculative fiction and enjoy puzzling things out on your own, skip this note. Otherwise, know that the scene in which this book is set is not Earth, but a planet called Arb that is similar to Earth in many ways. Pronunciation hints. Arb is pronounced like Arb with a little something on the end. Consult a French person for advice. In a pinch, arb will do. Two dots above a vowel are a diaresis, meaning that the vowel in question gets a syllable all its own. So, for example, deet is pronounced deet rather than deet. Arbrin measurement units have been translated into ones used on Earth. This story takes place almost 4,000 years after the people of Arb settled on their common system of units, which now seem ancient and time-worn to them. Accordingly, old Earth units, feet, miles, etc., are used here instead of the newer ones from the metric system. Where the Orth-speaking culture of this book has developed vocabulary based on the ancient precedents of Arb, I have coined words based on the old languages of Earth. Anathem is the first and most conspicuous example. It is a play on the words anthem and anathema, which derive from Latin and Greek words. Orth, the classical language of Arb, has a completely different vocabulary, and so the words for anthem, anathema, and anathem are altogether different, and yet linked by a similar pattern of associations. Rather than use the Orth word, which would be devoid of meaning and connotations to Earth listeners, I have tried to devise an Earth word that serves as its rough equivalent while preserving some flavor of the Orth term. The same thing, mutatis mutandis, has been done in many other places in the program. Names of some arborine plant and animal species have been translated into rough Earth equivalents. So these characters may speak of carrots, potatoes, dogs, cats, etc. This doesn't mean that Arb has exactly the same species. Naturally, Arb has its own plants and animals. The names of those species' rough Earth equivalents have been swapped in here to obviate digressions in which, for example, the phenotype of the Arb equivalent of a carrot must be explained in detail.